Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A federal advisory committee Tuesday voted 17-0 to authorize use of Pfizer-BioNTech's COVID-19 vaccine in children ages 5 to 11, putting a higher burden on the vaccine to prove safe and effective to justify its risk. The vaccine would be given to children ages 5 to 11 in two shots administered 3 weeks apart. The Federal Communications Commission voted to revoke authorization for China Telecom's U.S. subsidiary to operate in the United States. China Telecom has provided services to the United States for nearly 20 years, but as of Tuesday must discontinue within 60 days, according to the FCC. It should be noted, in May of 2019, the FCC voted unanimously to deny China Mobile, also a Chinese state-owned company, the right to provide U.S. services. Game 1 of the World Series is in the books as the Atlanta Braves defeated the Houston Astros 6-2 Tuesday night. USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The Biden administration is having a real struggle resettling the thousands of Afghan refugees being housed at Fort McCoy in Wisconsin. Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany was on Newsmax Tuesday.
I think they're having a real struggle at this point getting these people resettled. And I think it's partly because we've brought great attention to this. I think some of the charitable organizations that oftentimes do the resettlement, I think they're having second thoughts at this point because it is very clear the special immigrant visa process, which the Biden administration told us back in August, that's what they were going to follow, has not been followed. Less than 10% of the evacuees that came out of Afghanistan went through the SIV process. It is very concerning. I have not gotten an update directly from Fort McCoy recently, but we've seen some horrific events go on. Rapes, beatings, including of a United States soldier out in Fort Bliss. We're seeing these things happen. I think the American people are onto this, and they know it's a very serious situation.
USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Virginians will elect a new governor next week as Democrat Terry McAuliffe faces Republican Glenn Youngkin. The Washington Post fact-checkers have given the Democrat four Pinocchios, saying McAuliffe has widely exaggerated COVID figures. Journalist Joe Concha from the publication The Hill was on Fox News Tuesday explaining what that means.
Four Pinocchios, just so people understand at home, when the Washington Post does a fact-check, there is no fifth Pinocchio. Four Pinocchios is the absolute worst rating you could get in terms of did you tell a lie or not, and of course McAuliffe did. A campaign going worse than the McAuliffe campaign is going right now. Here you have a guy who sides with teachers' unions against parents, says that parents should not have a say in what their children are taught, and continues to make, or at least tries to make, Glenn Youngkin Donald Trump's long-lost evil son. And that's not working. And it's hard to see what McAuliffe's positive bumper sticker message is. Like, what's he going to do to make people's lives in the Commonwealth better? And he doesn't seem to have one. So I think he thought this would be a cakewalk. It's Virginia. It's a blue state. But then the president's poll numbers went south, and it became an issues-based campaign, particularly on education. And Youngkin has all the momentum right now. The question is, will it be enough in a state that Joe Biden won by more than 10 points? We find out less than 1 week from now.
Secretary of State Tony Blinken spoke on the phone Tuesday evening with Sudan's Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok after the military released him from custody. Blinken told Hamdok during their call that the Sudanese military must release all civilian leaders in detention and to ensure their safety. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
On track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, I gotta believe we're getting closer. I really do. I really believe we are getting closer to getting this country back on track. Maybe we just had to experience enough pain to realize the Democrats were not lying to us. They were sincere in what they wanted to do in opening the borders and offering free health care and dismembering our Democratic Republic. Now do you understand what they're doing? I mean, you know, let's not be delusional about this anymore. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We've got Matt Brainerd with us. Matt is the executive director of Look Ahead America. Hey, Matt, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Hey, Matt, I appreciate the time, and we've got lots to catch up on, but I'll tell you, to me, the bellwether sign is what's going on in Virginia, more than people realize. I mean, so much so that the Democrats can't get enough of Barack Obama. I mean, they're so desperate that even two of the people that they said, that Terry McAuliffe said would not be of much help, they're bringing them in, and Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. I mean, are the Democrats in some sort of identity crisis here, or what?
You know, McAuliffe is a difficult candidate to get behind because people loved Obama. People love Trump. People kind of, they're politicians you can get excited about. But I just can't find anybody. And I live in Virginia. I just voted, by the way. I can't find anybody that's hyped for McAuliffe.
Right.
And so when you can't hype your constituency around a candidate, well, what did you do instead? Well, you demonize the opponent. So, you know, they're like, oh, we can't have that guy. I've got to vote for, you know, this guy I don't really like. The guy's a little creepy, milquetoast, whatever, just a throwback, whatever. Mm-hmm. So they try to completely demonize the opponent. And the problem is that Youngkin does not lend himself to that characterization. It is not convincing. They're trying to turn him into, you know, Donald Trump or whatever nightmare right-winger scenario. And, you know, it just doesn't stick with Youngkin because he's sort of this fresh face. He kind of came out of nowhere. He is extremely articulate, well-spoken. He knows exactly what he's doing. He knows exactly when he needs to say and where he needs to be on the political spectrum to win that race. So it's you know, they're throwing the punches at him, but they're just not landing. It doesn't matter who they bring in to do that. And that,
right.
You know, some very good friends of mine at Signal polling from put out a survey, I think it came out last night or today, showing them neck and neck. And remember, McAuliffe's been leading for most of this race, so if they're neck
right.
and neck now, that probably means the momentum is with Youngkin, and I think, honestly, momentum is with Youngkin. Then we cut into this other problem, though, is because when you have these extended voting times, you know, like a month, things that happen late, like momentum, have less of an impact because so many people have voted. So I guess my question that I'm curious about is how many people have already voted and how have the recent events regarding parents and administrators overlooking girls getting raped in bathrooms in public schools. How much of that happened after many people had already voted and maybe just said, I'll just vote for the Democrat because they always do, when if they knew what they knew now, maybe they consider an alternative?
Right. We're back to the 2020 election again, when they said, had I known about Hunter Biden, 15% said they would not have given a vote to Joe Biden. But, you know, that understood. We see Stacey Abrams there in Virginia. And with Stacey comes this this stigma of voter fraud. What does it look like there in Virginia, Matt? Have they sealed up any kind of voter shenanigans that took place, just a year and a half ago?
I can tell you that the reason we faced the problems we did in 2020 to a great extent was that those on the Republican side were not prepared for it, because the best way to stop it is before it happens. And from what I can tell you is that I believe that the Youngkin campaign and his allies, particularly in Northern Virginia, have been doing a pretty good job of monitoring the situation. I know that some of the counties wanted to sort of change some of the rules at the last minute, and Youngkin's people jumped right on that and put a stop to it. I'm not saying the system's going to be perfect this time. There's only one way to find out, eventually. But I think that on the side of doing it when it matters, preventing this when it matters, which is before the election, I think they're on their game. I think they've learned some lessons, and I think some people who are ordinarily not aware of potential problems are now very aware of it and very passionate and engaged. And I think that's going to go a long way to stopping any kind of a potential bad actions.
How's the enthusiasm there? Has it quelled? Because this was one of the concerns, is that because of, suspicions of voter fraud and all that we've gone through in the past year, that some of the electorate are getting disenfranchised. Are you sensing that in Virginia?
I am not. I'll be frank with you. And I've observed elections in Virginia, and Look at America has observed them. We find them to be fairly cleanly run. Now, statutes in terms of governing how the races are run, we may have some disagreements with that, but to the best of our ability to observe, most of the people that are working in the polls, they're what we would call go-go's. It's a old phrase from Chicago, but they're sort of liberals, they're Democrats, but the go-go means good government, so it gets abbreviated to go-go. And there are folks who, they think the government has a big role to play, but they want to be run well and competently and without any sort of, as opposed to the corruption Tammany Hall Democrat types. That's sort of what
exactly
the contrast is. So my observation is that pretty much everybody I've encountered in the polling places and in that apparatus have been of the go-go variety. Mm-hmm. So I don't anticipate any great problems. I do notice a lot of enthusiasm for Youngkin in Northern Virginia, because it's typically a Democrat stronghold. I'm just driving around the last couple of days, and I'm seeing a lot of Youngkin signs, in fact, far more than I thought, even Trump signs, and certainly more than some of the other Republicans who've tried to take the governorship in years past.
One last question regarding Virginia, Matt, because you were there. A 10-point differential between Donald Trump and Joe Biden. I still have a hard time getting my brain around that. Am I being stubborn?
I can tell you one thing. Is that I don't think that the Trump campaign invested heavily in Virginia. And so that's sort of my baseline. So if you don't take a whole lot of action, then there are a lot of government employees who live in Northern Virginia who were very pissed off by the president's attempt to rein in government, to enact regulatory reform, to cut off the endless supply of cash and blood to the many Beltway Department of Defense contractors. And that had an effect where it was basically directly threatening people's livelihoods because of all the good that President Trump was trying to do. So it doesn't entirely surprise me, but it does disappoint me.
Yeah, no, I'm okay. That makes a little bit more sense. Thanks for clarifying that, Matt. What happens if Youngkin wins the governorship of Virginia? How does that portend for Democrats, not only for the midterms but for 2024?
I think you're going to see a whole lot of Democrat incumbents in the House and Senate announce their resignations because they don't want to go to an election in a really bad red wave here.
Mm-hmm. So you're seeing, without a doubt, I mean, I'm nervously and optimistically seeing a red wave. I guess that's my sentiment and emotion right now, because, you know, we know Republicans sometimes, they've become famous for stealing victory, you know, or stealing defeat from the jaws of victory.
Right, and like I said, here's the problem that the Democrats...
I'll tell you what, okay. we've got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there. We've got more from Matt Brainerd, the Executive Director of Look Ahead America, right after this. Stay with us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Hey, welcome. Welcome back. Fresh and independent. We are Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Bill Martinez here, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Matt Brainerd is with us, Executive Director of Look Ahead America. I was sharing with Matt at the break that, as you know, I'd said early on prior to the 2020 elections that the Democrats, what I had seen was that there was going to be such an overreach by them for what they were trying to propose. They were trying to do it through sleight of hand, as you recall. But I thought this was going to be the end of the Democratic Party, that it was going to, there was going to be such a shock for them in 2020 that there was going to be a disenfranchisement of Democrats and leadership, that they were going to have to, you know, step back and come together and do some soul searching. Now, I may have been too prescient in that vision that I saw, because here it is with what's happening in Virginia, what looks to be happening possibly in the midterm election, and then 2024, that we're starting to see before our eyes maybe what I saw happening a year ago. And I was asking Matt about, and Matt says, look, let's save it for the show, because he has a perspective on this as well. Matt, what do you say?
Okay, so just imagine the situation that we're in here, okay? Things in the country are not going very well. There's a lot of problems. And part of it is a function of Democrat policies actually not really working very well, not being implemented well, not being well thought out. Basically, you can't govern the country with bumper sticker phrases, right? So things are not going very well on a lot of different fronts, Now, typically when you have the presidency, you are accountable for all the bad things that happen that kind of weigh you down and weigh your whole party down, right? So you've got all that negative that comes with having the White House, all the responsibility. There's the buck stops there. But you typically also have something else to counter that, and that is the bully pulpit. You have the presidency. You can zoom in all over the country on Air Force One and typically have a president who can go and at least fire up the base, get people excited, change the narrative, you know, what would triangulate like Bill Clinton used to do, et cetera, et cetera. Or, you know, but they have right now, the Democrats have the White House and all the responsibility, but they do not have the bully pulpit. So imagine having the White House without having the bully pulpit, because your president is effectively senile. I do not know what's wrong with him, but he is not capable of doing the bully pulpit work. He just, it doesn't work for him. And it's like you're missing a major component that, that ordinarily would offset a lot of the problems that an administration would have. And I think you see that happening to some extent. It, look, regardless of who wins in Virginia, if it's very, very close, it's almost the same as Youngkin. No, Youngkin winning is going to be an earthquake. But even being very close in a heavily Democrat state, that if you just adjust every other congressional district the same way that Virginia is getting adjusted, you know, for Trump versus Biden, and then make the adjustment for whatever Youngkin ends up, you're basically, it's a tide that's going to wash away so many Democrats. They're going to, I mean, their careers are going to be over. There's nothing that can save them. And I don't see the president using the bully pulpit to be able to turn any of this around. And I don't see a life raft coming that can stay, that can stop all of these many problems that are coming up. Now, you've got the supply chain issues. They're only going to get worse. It's going to be a really sad Christmas for a lot of people. Inflation rearing its head. It's looking like Jimmy Carter era age. But, you know, Jimmy Carter could go on TV and is kind of sympathetic and put on a sweater. This president, I mean, it's just, he's just not there. So, gosh, I said, you'll see, I expect, especially in part because they're going to make the excuse that I was waiting to decide whether to run or not based on redistricting, because that's also happening, is that I expect you to hear a lot of announcements, even more of Democrats retiring from Congress.
Matt, the other thing that happens is that, you know, even under the Clinton era, you had what Hillary Clinton referred to as plausible deniability. With Biden, there's no plausible deniability. I mean, it's a mess. I mean, you can't justify. I mean, I was just looking. A friend of mine had just sent me a picture of the gas tank there in California. Gas over $7 a gallon in California? I mean, this is absurd. And the inflation rate continues, and like you say, supply chain disorder. They see right off their coast there's over 100 container ships just sitting out there floating. It is absolutely nuts. And like you said, this is all on Biden. And the thing is what's being, you know, that people have to really square up in their heads is that the policies are Marxist in origination. I mean, even his Build Back Better plan. I mean, you know, we know that Biden hasn't come up with anything on his own creatively. He took that from the World Economic Forum, and the World Economic Forum wants everybody in lockstep to a one world government. Well, that has nothing to do with America First. It is America like everybody else, or America worst. And so all these are antithetical to a free republic. And this is becoming quite obvious in short order, thank God. I mean, in less than a year, this is fully exposed.
It is. And there's so many different currents. There are currents that are helpful to the left. There are currents that are harmful. There are currents that are helpful to the right. I wonder if so many of the voices that say, hey, there's no point in voting because of what happened last time. I always have believed that that is, at least in terms of my ability to measure, and I don't think anybody gets to trump me on knowledge of illegal ballots were cast in the last election, et cetera. But my fear is that that actually has a bigger impact than the number of illegal ballots could, and that it demoralizes. In fact, I think that's why the left benefits, and they don't seriously want to counter or do anything to counter the narrative about there being mass voter fraud shifting the election, because it's helpful to them. The more the people think that their vote doesn't matter, the more they're discouraged from voting, and that makes their victories much easier. It makes any kind of illegal ballots much less necessary. So I do hope that people understand that nothing's going to get fixed if they don't vote. We have a chance of fixing things if they do, and if they get active in other ways, like volunteering at Look Ahead America, getting engaged in community organizing. That's the only way we're going to save this country. Sitting on the sidelines and just saying, tut, tut, oh, isn't it a shame, it's not going to get us anywhere fast, not anywhere good.
Well, Matt, what you're suggesting is now is the time. The longer we wait, the more of an uphill battle it'll be. So now is the time to respond. You cannot put it off. Yes, I understand you may be discouraged and your feelings may be hurt about this, but we the people, it is really a command. It is a rallying cry for free-loving, liberty-loving Americans who have to participate. This is a participatory government. You cannot lay back. You lay back and you get the government that you have right now. We've got a couple of minutes left here, Matt, and I wanted to get an update on Justice for J6. Where are we?
Well, we successfully had rallies all over the country, despite many people naysaying it. Our rally in D.C. was a tremendous success. Everybody came, had a good time, learned something, learned a lot, I hope, and then went home safely, just as was planned. And our rallies all across the country, all 17 of them, went off without a hitch. We're looking at having another rally in Dallas within the next month or so to keep the momentum going. And we're continuing to pursue our complaint with the United Nations. And next week we'll be launching our new podcast where we feature a political prisoner to tell us their story. And it's very intimate and very disheartening when, you know, it's one thing to read about these conditions, but when you hear somebody in their own voice talk about their political persecution in a country where you never expect that to happen, it really opens your eyes. And we're seeing that the public is increasingly agreeing with us. We're seeing small indications that judges are finally beginning to get it, because they are not immune to public pressure. They feel it, they hear it, they see it, as well as more and more political leaders beginning to speak out on the issue and speak out with increasing volume. And that's what we want. That's the only way we can fix this problem, really, because, you know, it's not like I can just barge into a courtroom.
No, exactly. How many of our fellow Americans are being held as political prisoners right now? What's the number?
Well, I would say that it's probably around 70 right now around the country. But, you know, we also consider political prisoners people who have been arrested and released on home release because they're political prisoners. They're being politically persecuted. Yeah. And there's one very big name that I think we can add to that list, and that's Steve Bannon. A man who wasn't even at the Capitol, but is being politically persecuted because of a witch hunt that doesn't make any sense.
Yes, exactly. And as you said, it sounds familiar. 15 seconds left. I'll let you wrap it up. Matt, tell how people can get in touch with you and be a part of the answer with Look Ahead America.
Well, I'm always glad to be on the show. Listen, nothing's going to change unless you get engaged with community organizing.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A federal advisory committee Tuesday voted 17-0 to authorize use of Pfizer-BioNTech's COVID-19 vaccine in children ages 5 to 11, putting a higher burden on the vaccine to prove safe and effective to justify its risk. The vaccine would be given to children ages 5 to 11 in two shots administered 3 weeks apart. The Federal Communications Commission voted to revoke authorization for China Telecom's U.S. subsidiary to operate in the United States. China Telecom has provided services to the United States for nearly 20 years, but as of Tuesday must discontinue within 60 days, according to the FCC. It should be noted, in May of 2019, the FCC voted unanimously to deny China Mobile, also a Chinese state-owned company, the right to provide U.S. services. Game 1 of the World Series is in the books as the Atlanta Braves defeated the Houston Astros 6-2 Tuesday night. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. We've got Bob Edelman joining us now, a regular contributor to the New American Magazine, writing primarily on economics and politics. And boy, two hot topics right now, Bob.
Well, it's a virtual writer's annuity, Bill. Thanks for inviting me onto the show.
Hey, always great to have you here. Clearly, what's happening in the world of economics, I mean, the Biden administration, Jane Psaki, all the talking heads would not want us to believe the pain that we're feeling in our pocketbook, what we're seeing at the gas pumps or at the grocery store. Those are your lying eyes. So who are you going to believe, your lying eyes, or are you going to believe the Biden administration that says all is well, this is all transitory, just a temporary kind of thing? It's not going to be very long-lasting, although there weren't even Democrats, economic experts on the left saying that, this is going to take some time here.
Well, I'm always amazed not only at the cratering of the Biden approval rate, but also the covering up of what appears to be a bubble. Mm-hmm. The Wall Street people continue to push stocks higher. But the underlying foundation has been so far stretched from reality. It's not part of my article, but there's something called the reversion to the mean. And this is often when stocks are so overpriced that they are bound to come down, but they fall down below the average or the mean. Mm-hmm. So they, what happens is the stocks at, what, 35,000 on the Dow or something.
Mm-hmm.
If the average or the mean over time, a straight line, would be, say, 25,000 or 30, you know, the reversion to the mean means it would drop below. We could see, you know, just making up numbers here, the Dow dropping to 20 before it turns back up again. Wow. This bodes ill for the Democrats. And what I'm amazed with is that the Democrat pollsters and pundits are also getting very, very nervous about what's likely to happen in November a year from now.
Well, it only serves the stock market experts right. I mean, after all, they're the ones that, you know, was the wind beneath the wings of this Joe Biden election. You know, call it what you want. But, you know, they were there cheering it on. And look, at you got what you asked for. And you're finding out that there's no there, that really what Joe Biden is living on and what this country is living on, what was put into motion 4 years earlier.
Yes, it's the Trump momentum.
Mm-hmm.
I just, before the show, Bill, pulled up the latest poll numbers from Real Clear Politics.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the end-all and do-all, but I do find it most gratifying. They've printed a graph of Biden's approval rating. It peaked in April at 55%. It went negative in August and is now down to, according to them, 43%. And they're not even including the latest poll from Zogby that shows that the approval rate has dropped to 36%. Mm. Or to reverse it, say the disapproval rate is well over 60%.
Wow.
It's just spectacular. It's jaw-dropping. And there are some, there's one in particular pollster that I put great credence in, who has basically said that they're sleepwalking into disaster because they're not recognizing what they're doing with their poll, with their agenda. They are violating every rule of political sustainability by offending the very people they need to vote to keep them in power.
Well, Bob, two things here, and I keep saying this. In the primaries, these were the policies that were presented to their constituents, to fellow Democrats, left, you know, progressives, you know, the whole Democratic wing of the political process. And only 30% roughly said that, hey, you're my guy. I like what you have to offer. I mean, Kamala Harris couldn't even, you know, get above 3%, and she was even out before her own home state could vote. I mean, that's how, what a disaster it was. So now here we are. They somehow managed to win the election, the general election, and they're, you know, true to their form and what they presented in the primaries, they're now shoving down everybody's throat. And is it any wonder that they're lucky to get 30% roughly, más o menos, approval of their programs here? And the thing is, see, I think we give them too much benefit of the doubt. We think that, hey, they're just making mistakes here. I don't think so at all, Bob. I think they're doing this by design. This is leading to something that is very nefarious. It is Marxist. They want to do away with our Constitution, the American dream, as most Americans would relate to it. This has been a coup from day one, and it's a takeover of our constitutional republic.
Bill, it's very nice to hear someone who agrees with me entirely.
Mm-hmm.
Rather little happens in politics that wasn't planned that way.
Right.
I have a good friend that's done his homework, perhaps as well as maybe better than I, who says that this whole COVID virus, he describes it as a military attack by our enemy, China, against its number one enemy, the United States. He describes it as a military attack.
And the thing is, and I think he's exactly right. I mean, because there was a Chinese scientist, I mean, one of the top virologists who came out risking her family, and she was on Tucker Carlson. Boy, but they did everything they could to, after Tucker Carlson, I think she may have done another one, maybe two interviews, that was it. But she came out and said, no, this was done on purpose. And the thing is that not only was it done by design and on purpose by the Chinese, but then you have to look at all the people here in this country, elected officials who went along, who got on Trump's back, said, oh, you're a xenophobe, you know, because you want to close down the borders and all this other stuff is going on. Dr. Fauci, we find, and we knew this early on, had people already there. I mean, he invested in the Wuhan laboratory. This guy has made it clear in hearings before Congress that he is a gain of function guy. That's his heartbeat. So this is what they were doing, and gain of function. I keep reminding everybody, this is very, it's a very soft, palatable term for biological warfare. And this is exactly what was perpetrated not only on the United States, but the world. Yes, China is getting everybody to buckle their knee to their enforcement one way or another. Either we're going to force it through COVID or we're going to do it through the Belt and Road Initiative.
Well, you know, I agree with you. I think that the, as I say, the agenda is, you have called it nefarious. I use a much more difficult word. It is a Marxist attack.
Yes.
Driven by Satan. I was doing a little reading. David Jeremiah is one of my favorite theological writers.
Right.
And he did a study of the background of Karl Marx. His life, it was an example of how Satan can take an individual and turn him into a most miserable example of what Satan has in mind. It was an extraordinary study. So let's remember what's happening here. This is not right versus left. It's not Republicans versus the Democrats. It's light versus darkness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
it really is.
I'm very pleased that more and more people are waking up to this. I was a little distressed at how little resistance there was to these COVID / mask / vaccine mandates. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad to see some people are finally stepping to the plate. Some of them are suffering enormously as a result.
Yeah, without a doubt. Yeah.
It's beginning to turn. And I begin to look at the airline pilots and the truckers and the parents and the school boards. And, you know, I'm just more and more encouraged than I've been in a long, long time. And I'd like to extend the remarks. I don't want to turn this into a bill, a infomercial for the John Birch Society.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, and most of your listeners know, the New American Magazine and its blog, thenewamerican.com, is sponsored by the JBS.
Mm-hmm.
The JBS is stronger now, both financially and politically, than we've ever been. And I take great comfort in that, that all of a sudden people who are criticizing the society for being out of line and suggesting that all this was nefarious are now saying, my gosh, the Birchers are right. What can I do?
Exactly. Well, it is time for the awakening of what they refer to often as the silent majority, right, Bob? And I think this is what we're starting to see, and we all ought to be encouraged.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health?
Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-885-0303. That's 1-885-0303. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-885-0303.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
With you 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and our conversation with Bob Edelman continues, the New American Magazine regular contributor, writing primarily on economics and politics. You know, Bob, as you were saying earlier, I don't know that we can say it hard enough for the American people, because our constitutional republic is under attack. It's been at war for decades, if the truth be known. And the fact of the matter is, and you've got to put it right at the feet, at the doorstep of the Democratic Party. Now, we're not talking JFK's Democratic Party. We're not talking your grandfather, maybe even the early days of your father's Democratic Party. It has gone off the hinges. It has been taken over by progressives and the hard left that are Marxist. In training, I mean, by training, this isn't by accident. This, you know, when Barack Obama told everybody that this was going to be the start of fundamentally transforming America, you know, people applauded like a bunch of SEALs to go along and think it was so cool. You know, we were getting our first black president. Little did we know that, you know, disguised by the color of his skin and the hope that maybe, just maybe, we could put this racial divide in the rearview mirror once and for all. Little did we know what we were turning over to this president. All the power that he needed to fundamentally transform the country. And look what 8 years of Biden and Obama gave us. And here we are after four great years under Trump, all things considered. And I'm sorry if people were offended by his tweets and all that sort of thing. But I'll tell you, I was not offended by being energy independent. I was not offended by having the lowest unemployment rate that we've had in recent history. I was not offended that Israel was at the table with four Arab nations about ready to approve some Middle East peace that heretofore had had never been, it had only been hoped for, but never had we come this close. Our southern border was closed. Not offended by that whatsoever. But I guess, you know, according to the electors, the majority of Americans were somehow offended and thought that Joe Biden, who conducted his campaign locked down in his home and in his bunker, that somehow he could get 80 million votes, more votes than Barack Obama, with all his charm and charisma. Joe Biden outpaced Barack Obama in vote getting in the 2020 elections. That's what they want us to believe, just like they want us to suspend reality and believe that all this inconvenience of inflation is just transitory, right?
Well, Bill, I've written in the past about the fraud that took place in November of 2020. People occasionally ask me, well, I don't want to read all that stuff. He said, just point me to the place where I can get, for me, all the information I need about what happened. And I have found it, and it's called the Navarro Report. N-A-V-A-R-R-O, Navarro Report. Mm-hmm. Peter Navarro was an advisor to the Trump administration, and he did a study on the election. And for those of you listeners, who maybe still would like to have, either have some doubts or would like to have the proof or just have at hand evidence, it's called the Navarro Report. I'm not pushing it necessarily, but I thought it was the best summary of the case that Biden is a usurper, a faux president, a fake, phony, fraudulent, what you want to call hologram for president. But I'd like to move our conversation to a different direction, Bill.
Sure, go ahead.
I'm looking at the November midterms, and I'm looking at the polls, and I'm looking at the Democrat advisors and pollsters who are saying that the Democrat Party not only is in desperate trouble, but the policies they're following are going to destroy the party itself, and that they have no chance after 2022 of having any kind of clout or even a majority to think about for the next 10 years. Mm-hmm. My point...
They're saying it's going to crumble by 2030. There will be no Democratic Party as we know it today.
I'd like to focus on what happens after. Mm-hmm. It looks like the Republicans will regain control of the House, maybe gaining as many as 40 or 50 seats. One of the Democrat pollsters that I follow has suggested that the Senate will be in control of Republicans, 57 to 43. What then? That's really the question that I'd like to address and just kind of talk around a little bit. Mm-hmm. Will we, in fact, replace the existing rascals with more rascals and not solve our fundamental underlying problem, which is the destruction of the Constitution?
Exactly.
Or will enough of those people come in understanding not only the battle that you and I are aware of, but what is necessary to restore the republic and regain our footing after years and decades of this dreadful attack by the left? I'd like to talk about that. How is that likely to happen? If Nancy Pelosi loses the speakership and she decides to retire, who's going to replace her? Mm-hmm. And my suggestion is it really doesn't matter. She has an 80% approval rating in her district, and whoever replaces her will be just like her. So the real issue isn't who. It's the people who are voting for them that need to be reached and touched and educated. And that is really the role that so many of us are involved in, is to create the understanding that this is not a democracy, as you have pointed out. It's a constitutional republic, limited government, where most of the rules are made by individuals following the morals taught by the Holy Scriptures.
Yes. Well, Bob, you bring up a good point. And first of all, to manage expectations, because the Republicans had control of everything at one point, and they were unable to bring it you know, to bring it over the mountain, you know, all but one vote. John McCain, thank you very much for whatever ego was involved. He did a lot of injury to the Republican Party for that one vote and that arrogant thumb down vote that he gave, which might as well have been, you know, another digit of his hand to Donald Trump and the American people. Just saying that aside, but this is the problem, is that we have to manage expectation that there are rhinos, that there are well-entrenched Republicans in place that have been co-conspirators, in a sense, with the Democratic Party. And there has to be a wholesale exit and cleanup on all the aisles of the store. And it's going to take, you're exactly right. The onus is on we the people. We the people, you know, can no longer accept a low information voter. I mean, because look what happened. Look what it's cost us. You know, people are finding out they've got to go fight CRT. They've got to fight inflation. They've got wars all over, and our constitutional freedoms are being stolen from us right before our very eyes. This is what happens when you acquiesce and you accommodate, and you do not know, first of all, that you're ignorant of your own constitution and the laws that are afforded to you. So if we the people do not step up, then you know what? We deserve to have the ruling elite, you know, tell us what to do, as they have been doing. So we have to manage expectation. It's going to take a while. It's not going to happen in 2 years to, you know, after the general election and we get to the midterms. It's going to be, a serious and a long fought out battle, because just like, you know, when you decide one day, okay, hey, look at, I've really gained a lot of weight here. You know, you're not going to shed 30 pounds in 1 week. It takes a process and takes time. But the corruption is so deep. I mean, right now, you and I, we're just talking about the bicameral house, and we're talking about the White House. We haven't even start to take a look at the FBI and all the other three-letter agencies and how corrupt they've become.
Well, you're absolutely right. And I see what's happening with our time, Bill, and it's running short. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make a suggestion, and I'm always trying to look at the positives, the glasses half full, and so on.
Yeah, I'm with you.
One of the most effective tools the Birch Society is using currently to educate people is something called, it's a six-video series, a lesson mm-hmm. series, a lesson plan, if you will, called The Constitution is the Solution.
Mm-hmm.
And it's available at jbs.org for a small price. And I think it's an extraordinary presentation, not only of understanding the Constitution, which has been ignored and abrogated and attacked, but also using the tool of the Constitution to repair the Republic.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite an extraordinary presentation. It's called The Constitution is the Solution, and it's available at jbs.org. And I highly recommend it for those people who say, I've had enough, I need to know more, I want to do more.
Exactly.
I need to get better informed. It's a wonderful tool, great place to get started.
And Bob, this is great, and I'm glad you're referring people to this series, because you're exactly right. You know, in much like an airplane pilot, if you can imagine, what does he do when he gets behind and he's flying the plane, and it's his responsibility? He goes to the manual. The manual tells him everything about that plane. His training has told him everything about that plane. And if there's any problem that comes up while he's in flight, he refers to the manual, right, to make sure the plane stays on course. In much the same way, that's what our Constitution offers us. And people ask, and as they're asking you, Bob, you know, what do I do? I just feel like we're so overwhelmed here. Well, you'd be surprised. You just have to be strategic and intentional. And if you do the right things, we can start moving the needle in a positive direction and reclaim this government for our kids and our grandkids, right?
I think it's already started.
Yeah,
you know, it's hard to predict an awakening, a revival at the beginning. But
yes,
I think we are at the beginning of a great revival.
Well, from God's lips to our ears, let me say, Bob Adelman, thank you so much for being with us.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.